Mark 1:15. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. This was John the Baptist speaking these words as he came preaching into the lands of Judea. The people understood this. It wasn't foreign language to them. This type of language would have been used when one kingdom overtook another. They might have said, repent, for the kingdom of Syria is at hand. Or repent, for the kingdom of Egypt is at hand. Or repent, for the kingdom of the Philistines is at hand. Repent means to change your mind and go a different way. Change your mind and put your allegiance in a different place. Now, a kingdom, of course, has a king. And who is the kingdom of God? Well, it's God himself and his son, Jesus Christ. A king has laws. Every king has laws. You won't find a king that doesn't have laws. He's not going to be a king if he doesn't have laws. He's just going to have chaos. He's not going to have honor. He's not going to have a following. A king always has laws, and he has a kingdom, and he has his subjects that are in the kingdom, and he has his enemies, those that are outside the kingdom and resisting that kingdom. Now, gospel means good news. The good news is that this king is a good king. He's a benevolent king. If you are in a kingdom, who the king is, what kind of king he is, makes a huge difference. Whether he's a righteous king or an ungodly king. Whether he cares for the people or he only cares for himself. Whether he in wisdom leads and overtakes wickedness, overtakes rebellions and other enemies. Or whether he doesn't have wisdom. All these things make a huge difference. And Jesus has it all. Jesus is the wisest king there ever has been. He loves his people more than any king has ever loved. His laws are right more than any laws ever have been right. And on top of all that, his kingdom is everlasting, never going to come to an end. There have been good kings in the past, good to some degree, but those kings always had their time come to an end, and the kingdom was given to another. Good kings only last for so long. Good kingdoms only last for so long. Kingdoms rise and kingdoms fall. But not so with Jesus' kingdom. His kingdom is everlasting. We can rejoice in that. Hallelujah. In the kingdom of Christ, there is love. There is peace. There is joy. There is righteousness. There is everything that is good. Really good. So the gospel truly is good news. But Jesus also requires total allegiance, which is very reasonable. Other kings do the same. Jesus requires total allegiance. But our hearts, our flesh, is deceptive and is sinful and can easily forget how good the kingdom of Christ is, how good his laws are, how good his love is, how real it is, can so easily forget. And we get caught up with other kingdoms around us that conflict with the kingdom of Christ. Then we have to make a decision. Who is going to have the final word? Who has the final say? Is it the kingdoms of this world? Or is it the kingdom of Christ? He who has the final say is our true king. My friend, who has the final say in your life? Is it Jesus? Or is it some other voice? It might be your own heart. It might be a false religion. It might be the government of this world. Today, will you make Jesus your king? Give him the throne. Let him have the final say in everything in your life. You will not be sorry. In the end, you will rejoice that you have made that decision.